Choose for Health. The Chewable Dietary Supplement presents To Your Good Health, hosted by Dr. David Friedman and Melanie Cole.
Hey, females, do you get nervous when you hear footsteps walking behind you or fear walking your car alone at night? We have with us the founders of Simple Self-Defense for Women, an award-winning company that promotes the personal safety of women and children through their PBS TV show, keynote speaking, DVDs, and workshops. From women ages 9 to 91, they're here to show you how to escape from an attack and, if needed, fight back. Welcome, Tracy and Charlie Vega. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Hello, Vegas.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Oh, thanks for being on the show. And I'll tell you, this is a very important topic that just isn't covered enough in the media. In fact, the whole network, I don't think there's been a show on this. So I'm glad to have you on there. Now, it's being the new year. Females, they're going to go out to the gym after work, try to lose some weight, but they're going to be parking further from their destination. Tracy, first tell us what a woman needs to do at night when she returns to her car.
Well, I'm glad you said walking further, because that should be part of their New Year's resolution if they're going to the gym, right?
Exactly, yes.
So they're losing some weight and being healthy. But one of the things they want to do is they want to make sure that they're parking, if they're going late at night or first thing in the morning, they should be parking under a light. And, you know, if they're walking by themselves and they've got a little bit of a distance to go, we recommend that they carry pepper spray with them.
Okay. And not salt, just pepper.
See,
I'm a diet guy.
Not good for your diet.
Not good for your diet. Pepper is better. Now, Tracy, I understand you're a martial artist. Now, Charlie, does she practice her moves on you when you do workshops? In other words, do you say a lot of "yes, dear" in your household?
Oh, absolutely. That's the way it works.
I mean, that's great. Now, females don't have to take, martial arts, right? There's certain things you show them, just your basics, or is it a full-blown defensive course?
No, it's actually no one can teach you how to fight in an hour or two. What we do is we teach women how to escape an attack versus fight, and we teach them how to teach their kids how to get away from an adult if someone wants to try to kidnap them.
Gotcha. Now, you mentioned pepper spray. Is there a difference between mace and pepper spray? Is there one that's better than the other?
Yes, there is. Actually, mace is an older technology. Pepper spray is much more lethal. Not lethal, it's non-lethal, but what I mean by that is it's much more effective.
It's the most effective type of chemical.
It will actually, mace is an irritant. Pepper spray is an irritant and an inflammatory. If you spray it to someone, not only will their eyes and mouth water, but they will actually swell up and they will have a difficult breathing and seeing.
That's great.
And swelling is no good for your health.
Oh, that's true. And we don't care if their eyeballs swell shut. Just give you enough time to get away.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Now, I have a friend who teaches self-defense for women, and he recommends having a whistle handy because that loud sound might scare away an attacker. Is that something that's old news, or is that something you still advise?
You know, actually, we try not to give people a script. You know, different people want to do different things, but what we have found with whistles especially, if you're in an area where there's a lot of sports, maybe you're by the beach, you know, you're out in an area, big city, you know,
right.
Whistles are going off all the time, and I don't know about you guys, but if you were just in any parking lots over Christmas, You watch people setting off their car alarms because they can't find their car, and people really are not paying attention to that anymore. So we teach something that's visual, and it sounds super simple, and it really is. And if you can visualize somebody approaching you that you're uncomfortable with, raising your hand at their eye level, indicating that you want them to stop because you're not feeling comfortable, and it's universal, and you say what you want. We try not to give women a script because, you know, certain women have different personalities and are going to say more colorful things than others.
Right.
But, you know, you say, you know, excuse me, can I help you? You know, what do you want? Get back. And that's a visual thing. And people are more likely to respond to that. They may not get involved directly. But with everybody having a cell phone these days, they're probably going to call in and say, you know what, something's going on here. I don't know what it is, but this person looks really uncomfortable. I think you ought to check it out.
Yeah, I mean, imagine yourself in a parking lot and you see a woman with her hand out in a stopping motion. You don't even have to hear what she's saying. You know that this is a potentially bad situation.
That's true, and that way it would get more notice if it's a group, a bunch of people, that would definitely get the attention. That makes sense. What about you? I know you preach to escape, not attack. Explain that. Is that, you know,
I think the important fact is that if you think about people that train for years in boxing or anything that they do, everybody's seen what a boxing match is. No matter how long you train, there's always somebody better. In a boxing match, someone always loses. So what we do is we teach them, we can teach women how to escape, even from somebody much larger and stronger than them. And that's what we're doing. And most women don't have the time to go to class after class. There's nothing wrong with taking classes like that. It's just for women who don't have a lot of time, this is the best approach.
Great. And you have a DVD that kind of explains all of this?
Absolutely. The DVD covers what we do is we teach women several moves on how to avoid an attack. And then on the DVD, we teach them four moves on how to escape. So if someone was to try to grab you, choke you, or do something, that will get you out of the situation.
Great.
Now, and remember, I'm so sorry. We're teaching women up to 90 years old, really and truly. So we have a very, very broad audience. And, you know, I don't know too many grandmas. There are some feisty ones out there, but I don't know too many grandmas that want to take martial arts. So that's why the escaping piece is so important. And, you know, healthy or not healthy, there are people, you know, that might be in a wheelchair. There might be people that, you know, have a little bit more limited mobility. They might be an expectant mother.
Right.
You know, there's several reasons that they may not be able to participate in a regular class. And being able to escape versus having to get physical in this particular case has really become the better way for women to learn.
And think about a child. You know, even if you teach a child and they become proficient in martial arts, and let's say they're 10 years old or 8 years old or 12 years old, most men can take a good punch or kick and still be able to do what they want to do. So teaching them how to escape to us is the better option.
That's true. That's a good point. So what motivated both of you? I mean, do you have a personal experience that led up to the passion you guys have for teaching females to defend themselves?
Actually, you know, Charlie is a very experienced martial artist. He doesn't like to admit it. He's kind of like a woman on her 29th birthday, but he's got about 30 years of experience.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, we've been doing these programs. We did some beta tests, and he said, you know, we're turning on the news day after day, and all these women are being grabbed, they're missing, they're being attacked. You know, I think we can do something about this. So we developed a program based on not that either one of us fortunately have ever been the personal victim of an attack, but we know people. And we thought we can make a difference, and we are making a difference, paying it forward, showing women these moves. And that really is what motivates us. We really just want every woman and child to have the opportunity to know what they're doing, to be empowered and not be a victim.
That's true. Now, you both teach women of all ages, you mentioned, to stay safe. Even children, what advice do you have for parents out there listening when they should start this safety conversation with them?
Well, you know, we're talking a lot about these days, as you know, you always hear stranger danger. And
yep.
What we have found is that instead of, you know, having a child be afraid of everything, you know, you have to, the first part of your question is when do you teach them? It's whenever you think that they can comprehend what you're telling them, obviously. You know, you want to make it, we have a lot of people will come to class, a lot of them will bring their children, some people will go home and teach it to their children, which is what we want, but, you know, instead of having them be afraid of everybody, we suggest a safety list. So you create a safe list of people, you know, maybe 5 to 7 people, make it fun and interactive with the child, so instead of saying, don't go with that person, don't go with that person, do you know what a bad guy looks like, tell them who they can go with and get them involved. And then that way they kind of have this little program going on that only they know about and the people that are on their safety list. And that makes it a little more fun for them and a little more less scary for the parent and the child.
Yeah, and you bring up a good point because I was scared as a child. I mean, they taught me beware. So, I mean, that bring up good points there.
Yeah, now, what does a bad guy look like, though?
Well, you know, and I do that with my children, too. And thank you so much, Tracy and Charlie. It's been great information. For more information, please visit SimpleDefenseForWomen.com and be sure to tune in on January 17th. We're launching an exciting new promotion, the Whole Body Transformation Giveaway, free health and wellness weekly giveaways, including the Vegas Simple Self-Defense for Women DVD. If you want to lose weight in 2013 and need some motivation and accountability, you definitely want to be part of our Whole Body Transformation. Stay tuned for details right here on To Your Good Health Radio. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Stay well.